sir. You alafu sir, how are you released from your abduction?
Compelled. Atusipokula tukupiga risasi. I said piga me risasi. I cannot.
Yeah, majuzi.
Naivasha, isn't it? So if he discovered that he was being pursued, assuming that he discovered that, there are so many petrol stations he passed. Why particular that one?
Plus, you can't drive them off to remote areas.
In surveillance?
Yes.
The recommended number of vehicles.
Yes.
Is 3 or 5.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Si moja?
It had nothing to do with that.
What if twist? What if the bus is the one being used for surveillance? Because no one would ever think.
Utaona sasa watu wataenda kwa mtandao. Kuwa mtu mdogo. Being a small bus. Sasa wamefeature sasa wameenda wameangukia driver kwa vile hana relative or but the truth is the truth.
Eko nene.
Na itakuwa nini?
Yeah, by the time unawatch hii episode ni December
27th. Yeah, December 27th. You made it past Christmas and Boxing.
Yeah, so tuna hope that Christmas yako imekuwa sawa kabisa. But one of the biggest headlines in December imekuwa ni headline juu ya Cyrus Jirongo. And there is, kuna debate. And the debate is, was it foul play? Ama ilikuwa roho safi. So tukamwacha tafute Watenge, kwa Watenge ni mtu ashaifanyia kazi serikali ya Kenya. Sasa hivi watu wakifikiria juu ya foul play, kila mtu anafikiria juu ya serikali ya Kenya. So Watenge, first of all, umekuwaje?
Niko mzima. Kama kigongo.
Kwa sikitu moja pia, I think ulikuwa unatuambia before tuanze, ni umepitia masaibu kadhaa during this.
Nimepitia masaibu kadhaa. Kuna wale watu wanajua hadi.
Yes.
Uko Giraffe Center. Kuna sister of my mother. Alikufa zamani, alikufa mid 80s. Na aliacha watoto watatu.
Okay, ile Karen Hardy.
Yeah, Karen Hardy. Between Giraffe Center na Cooperative University, barabara inaitwa Koitobos Road.
Yes.
Koitobos Road. Junction ya Koitobos Road na Twiga Hill Road.
Yes.
Mamangu mkubwa yule mamangu anafuata yeye. She died in 1984.
Yes.
Na aliacha one brother. Okay, Kiafrika tunaita brother lakini kizungu ni cousin.
Yes.
Aliacha one brother and two sisters.
Okay.
So there is the eldest one. Her husband died in 2023.
Okay.
March 2023. And then she befriended suddenly kuna police driver. Huko sehemu za Gigiri. Police driver Akisi by tribe.
Yes.
So the police driver, what he did, my cousin huyo, she was married to marehemu. She was married to marehemu 1977.
Yes.
And this police driver was born in 1978. So biologically, anaweza kuwa her son. So my brother-in-law died in 2023. Within 24 months, my cousin, although I prefer calling her my sister.
Yes.
My cousin she fell in love with this police driver.
Yes.
Within Gigiri Police Command.
Okay.
Within Gigiri Police Command. Now, mimi nikaona, first of all, you see the age difference. Then the other thing, this is a lady who has just lost her husband. Alafu unakuja unaona this police driver, hiyo shamba iko kwa junction ya Koitobos Road na Twiga Hill. She started selling it. In fact, she started selling it to somebody with a namesake of one of the presidents in Kenya. Or two of the presidents in Kenya. Presidents have shared one name.
Okay.
So, huyu driver, bibi yake ndio, anatangaza, prime land is being sold. Prime land is being sold.
Na sayo kona documents? Kona documents?
I'm coming to that. Prime land is being sold. Sasa taona huyu kijana, his wife, si ati hata hajui, she's the one who's going around looking for.
Pius.
Yeah, alafu sasa it is his wife who found this Mr. National Hospital.
yeah.
She found Mr. National Hospital. Wakaanza process ya kuuza.
Let's call him Mr. K.
Yeah, Mr. K.
Kamau,
you know, you know, somebody was called Johnson Kamau.
Yes.
So Mr. Kamau was found, but coincidentally, this Kamau is not a Kikuyu, but he was named after Johnston Kamau. So this thing, as a family, we took the case to Milimani Law Courts.
Okay.
There was this judge. The case is number 273. A land case at 273 land of 2024.
Yes.
Before Justice Jacqueline Mogire. It was taken before Jacqueline Mogire of Jacqueline Mogire. She's also the same judge. Yule alirudisha KICC to KICC to the government because sunakumbuka KICC used to be claimed by KANU.
Yes.
So she's the one, the same case. Around the same time, because it was around 2024. Tukaende kwa Justice Jacqueline Mogire. Mogene or Mogire?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, so Justice Jacqueline, akasema marehemu mamangu mkubwa, Modoni, Charity Modoni, had three children.
Yes.
Sasa, since she died in 1984, anything to do with her, the three children, one brother and two sisters,
yes,
must cooperate so that the land. But if one or two does not sign the sales agreement, then there is no selling of land. Sasa mimi nikakuwa nimeshinda case because that is the side I was only praying that hakuna siku moja watakuja kusikizana wote watatu because this cousin of mine said that she was going to appeal. She said she was going to appeal case number E273.
Kwa nini anapeal? Kwa nini anataka auze peke yake?
No, she was what was happening? First of all, unajua kushinda case it means different. Like huyu pastor anaitwa nani huyu wa Mombasa, Mavueni huyu. Huyu anapenda kuvangwa.
Oh,
Ezekiel.
You know Ezekiel, do you know what Ezekiel told Ruto one day? He told Ruto, "You did not win the election. It is Raila who lost." So you see, ukishinda cases yet wewe ndio umeshinda. There are times it is the other part that has lost. So me and our side, we did not win the case. It is my cousin who lost the case.
Okay.
Because, you know the song called Sicily? Kuna wimbo, your age may not know it, by Moni Mambo. Sicily, mama, mpenzi wangu. By the time of editing, maybe umuneza kaimba kidogo.
Sicily.
Or singing about my cousin of the same mother. She used to like going to Apple Law School. Kuna client club opposite law school. She used to go there for disco and then she used to go to Mombasa pale panaitwa Bush Bar. So when she got married in Germany, our musician walipokuja kuuliza where Sicily, you know when a girl is married you don't tell.
Yes.
So they formed a song just like kasongo ni ile tu kitu, but where is kasongo? Ati ameondoka kasongo ye. So when they went to Mombasa and found Sicily is not there, People there thought that our new boyfriend was Sicily. So they did not. So akaanza kusema mpenzi wangu mimi nakupenda. But Sicilia, she's Sicilia Nyawera. She was married in Germany. She's still there. So when my cousin was now being asked because we were supposed to produce document. We were saying there is a sister there called Sicily Nyawera. So we were supposed to produce a document, birth certificate, school certificate, because she was educated in Kenya, ID and whatever. We didn't have that. So yeye akaulizwa, what do you think about it? Akasema huyo, in fact she did the hand. Huyo aliolewa jamani zamani. And she even renounced her Kenyan citizenship. That is why I'm saying we did not win the case. She's the one who lost it. So wakati alisema, huyo alitoka Kenya zamani, she denounced. Then Justice Jacqueline told her a biological person does not lose anything by virtue of changing nationality.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
So, and in a case of, in a court of law, when the two sides agree, we unasema nilikuibia ng'ombe, sio? Mi nasema ndio niliiba. You don't prove that. They go to the next point. So courts usually handle cases where
there's a dispute.
Yeah. So when she agreed that there is a sister, and said, no, that land for you to sell, you have to agree to all the three. Then she said, you know, Jacqueline is a land court on high court.
Yes.
So my cousin said she was going to appeal to the court of appeal. I'll check my phone after so that I make sure I tell you the real
and
case number.
The brother who's around him, is he fighting the case?
The brother, there is this song that says, all my enemies are suffering.
Bien. Yes.
Yeah, sometimes God works in a miracle. Your enemies just suffer. Now, there is another case. Because this cousin of mine, the lady who was trying to sell, has been found on 3rd December, which was a Wednesday, 3rd December. She was convicted in another case again. And you see, when she was convicted, I have the video. I have the video because I was in court recording, but one of the court officers saw me recording. So I had to run away because they would, I'd be told to delete it.
Oh, okay.
So I have a short video when of that same cousin being convicted of contempt of court.
Oh,
By another court within Milimani, and she was saying, "I'm high blood pressure." Yeah, high blood pressure, hypertension or something.
Yes, hypertension.
Kizungu ingine yes. ambayo ni ngumu sana kushinda Kiingereza na Kimombo. And then she said, you see, I have a brother who is mentally sick and is 56 years. It is there now in a court case. Because when we were going there, in that land case,
yes,
I was asked by her lawyer, I said, James, whom you know, Kikuyu, your mother and my mother, we can have the same name, isn't it? So the brother, that one, of a bigger mother, I'm talking African language, he's called James like me. So when I said James is mentally disturbed, in the land case now, because there are three. Sicily is in Germany. James is a round but mental case.
So does he have a family?
No.
Oh, he's just alone?
Yeah, he's, he's somebody whom, even if it is raining, you can see him taking twigs and start. You know, you know, Hardy, Uko Giraffe said that there are so many trees, and when the you can see it is raining, na anachukua kifagio. So he has a mental problem. So when I said that there are three, this one has a mental problem, this one is selling, and the other one is in Germany. Her lawyer asked me, do you have a letter from a doctor? Because in court, you can, just like we were saying, there is another sister, is it? You cannot come to court and say he has a mental case. Now, anytime they want to sell land, not even that. In fact, if one time, I may even want to dispute any other business she has ever done that, because herself, when she was convicted on 3rd December, she said, and it is in court session, in court records, isn't it? She said, if I'm taken to prison, I have a brother who is 56 years old, and he's mental. So it is her who gave that. So anything that she has done previously, and anything she can do in future, we can still use the evidence I gave and said. So he's somebody who has a mental problem. The mental problem started during the funeral of their mother.
That
is 1986, 85, somewhere there.
Oh, okay.
So what happened was, we were waiting for her to go to court of appeal. Although court of appeal, I could not give evidence or anything because the court of appeal. So as we were waiting, then Madam Sarah, the OCS of Riruta, just called me. I'm used to being called by police officers at night, everything like that. So I said, I wanted you to... Then I went to see her. Going there, I was abducted. Now, when I was abducted, what a recruit in Kigaju in 1982 was told, when you arrest somebody, there are three things you do. First of all, you identify the person.
Yes.
Which, of course, I was identified, isn't it? The second, you tell him why you are arresting him. And the third, you identify yourself. These people never told me why, what offense I've done. Two, they did not tell me what offense I had done. Two, they did not even identify themselves.
Yes.
This DCI officer from Gigiri, who was the lead person, was talking. I think if he's not a coastal fellow, then there are these Wakamba of Changamwe Chani, because he's brown, and even up to this time I don't know his name. And then I was held for 41 hours where I'm supposed to be taken before court. And those things are currently, they are part of there is an SSP in Nairobi region in charge of investigation. It's called Mwinde.
What's an SSP?
Senior superintendent.
Okay.
He knows that I've already written an official complaint about my abduction. But I'm seeing in a lot of situation in the police, they're saying, hawa ni polisi kama wewe. Sijui, like Madam Osius Riruta. I'm being told that sijui she's a niece or a cousin to Bungei. And you see, being an OCS, she's liable to, anytime she can be gazetted officer. And you see, they're saying, if you now talk this way and it reaches the NIS, you see, it will affect her. But what was she thinking? And there was even an attempt to poison me.
An attempt to poison me. And that's just based on Ike Smoja land?
Yeah. You know, she hired all these people. Land, I think, if I may not be wrong, land between Giraffe Center and Cooperative University. I think there are very few places in Kenya where land is as expensive as that place.
Yes. Apo, like an acre would be how much?
I don't know, but I don't think it can be less than 30
m. Okay.
And where I come from, an acre is half a million. So an acre in that place, you can buy 60 acres where I come from.
Okay. So, but Kilian, try to understand. If the brother is mentally ill, and the sister, you come a Jew. So that means the land is hers, because the mentally ill one is...
Because you cannot enter into contract now.
With someone who's mentally ill.
Mentally incapacitated, alcoholic. Yeah.
Now, when we went to court, you know what she does, or what she did in this case, she took this fellow who is mentally ill, and just gave the document to sign. But then, when we were doing the land case, I was saying he's mentally ill, isn't it? But they were saying he's
okay.
He's okay. And then they were told, since he's okay, he has signed, isn't it? The two of them are signed. But the third one, and you know, for the government to clarify that he's mentally sick, he has to be taken to a mental institution, and it is written. But then, this case we won, or the side I was in won, not because we won, but she lost. She lost because she accepted, I have a sister who has renounced. And then she was told that renouncing the Kenyan citizenship does not deny you power to inherit.
So, who had hired you? Like, why were you involved in this case?
If your mother and my mother are sisters, okay, I can say a close relative.
Okay.
So but my conscience was telling me that, you know, the late brother-in-law, or is it cousin-in-law, my cousin's husband, when they got married in 1977. Now I believe there's something in me, something told me that there are some young men, when somebody has died, they take advice. So I just thought that maybe when she sells everything belonging, and she did not just there is even another property she sold, and it is the wife of this police driver in Gigiri Command, the wife of this driver who was given the
money.
The mandate now to look for
the buyers.
So I just felt, okay, when I complained, I was told that the property in Thika, which I don't know where it is, but it has already been sold.
Yes.
I was told that her mother-in-law, now the mother to her husband, is the one who bought that and gave to her son. And I was told that the late brother-in-law of mine, or cousin-in-law, had siblings. So I was told that in as much as I can complain on our side, the other side I cannot complain, because I cannot complain on the other side because he has siblings. And if they don't complain, even though, you see, their children are my nephews. Her children are my nephews. And if she dies or anything, the property will be her children, isn't it?
Yes.
And these children are my nephews and niece. Yeah.
Okay. Konene, so na cheki. Unachiki kiti nimekalia ni very comfortable. And saizi kuna vile tume upgrade studio. So kikama pa kwa studio tapata kuna vile kuna like different cupboards and the furniture just looks really good. And that's courtesy of Best Furniture. Best Furniture wako located wapi? Wako located along the Eastern Bypass, next to Hopkins Hospital. Alafu, apart from kukumekia very good furniture, another thing that they do is you can pay on delivery. So, unangoja nini? Majuzi na kungalikisema that I've been getting busy lately, so ilibidi nibaki nime upgrade kitanda. And all I can say is, yu kitanda haujai kuji na soundtrack. Utasumbua watu. Yeah. So, changamka jo. Best Furniture jo. Yeah. Cheki ule studio ni anguvu, eh? Acheki. And uki baki umereach out to Best Furniture, usahau, eko nene is the guarantee. Cheki gira ya naituwa Ian squeezy wane. Haika Ian comfortable. Na ule nakaga iko comfortable mbaya. Best Furniture. Eko nene.
Yeah, sir, you, I love you, sir. How are you released from your abduction?
When I was released, one thing is my iPhone was taken. It is bad. Up to this time, it has not gone back. This fellow whom I met yesterday, you know him. He was ringing me and my phone was on, but I was not getting the phone.
Ogato, yeah. Of the couch connect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he was calling me. My phone was on. But when he calls me, he was not going through. So the thing is, you know, today a lot of things are kept in the phone. So they wanted to get the phone and try to get as much issues they wanted to know within the family, because I may be one person who is out, but they wanted to know. But you see, for someone who has worked with the NIS, we are taught a lot of things. One, there are ways we save names. There are ways we save names. Like if somebody is called Njoroge. So you know there is a NTV, there is a program called Njoro wa Uba. So you save him as Uba. Then there is somebody called Kinyanjui. Where rerouter, there is Kinyanjui.
PC.
What do you call it? TVET. So you save that person as Steven. Oh. But then my cousin had names of other cousins at whatever. So for the 12 weeks, they had my phone. They would even take that phone. And that is why I'm even saying that if my phone can be checked, you see, they were claiming that they had taken my phone to the DCI, what do you call, lab. For something to be taken out of Gigiri to DCI lab, there is that, you know, when you
paper
take...
and paper yeah, trail.
You take there, they sign and whatever. Two, there is also, like my phone is here. So the Safaricom things of here can But it can be confirmed that my phone never left Gigiri. And then on the part of poisoning, you know, when you're in government custody, you are supposed to be brought food together with others. And when Madam OCS Riruta called me, you know, it was friendly and I was just going there. I told my wife that Madam OCS Amenita. So she told me, because she knows that whenever they call me at night, there are even times they call me at 3 a.m. So she said, Sukule kwanza. I said, no, I'm just going to see her and then come to eat.
Yes.
So it was supper time when I was supposed to eat. And then from there, I had to stay between 8 p.m. To 3 p.m. That is 19 hours or something.
Yes.
8 p.m. to 3 p.m. Now, that is 15 hours. 8 p.m. to the following day, 3 p.m.
Yes, that's 19 hours. Yes.
19 hours. Within those 19 hours, imagine I was about to eat. Now, for 19 hours, that means what? For 19 hours, that means 19 plus the other hunger, isn't it? So, at that 3 p.m., I was, you know, there was a trick. Whenever it reached mealtime, they would pretend I'm going for interrogation. But do you know what interrogation I was being asked? Why are you disclosing secrets of NIS? And I was telling them, there is no way NIS can conduct a DCI. There's no way NIS can conduct a DCI.
Oh, yeah.
If NIS want anything, they can conduct the chiefs. They can conduct the AP. And they can conduct the ordinary police. These are investigative arms. This one collects intelligence. This collects criminal investigation. So there's no way you can ask the other one to arrest a person for that. I was being asked about that. I was being asked why I did not allow my son to contest for MCA. You are a very... Okay, my son has... No, none of my sons has ever wanted to be... You know, they had recruited one of my sons. So my none of my son has ever, you see, none of my son ever contested for an MCA. IEBC has records, isn't it? Yeah, none of them has contested. And then again, even if my son wanted to be contested, even Senate, and I stopped him from doing that, is that a criminal offense?
No, it's not. It's not.
I was being accused of that. But let me say something for the viewers and whatever. I am even before I speak, because I've had a lot of people saying that, don't you think you're speaking more than what you're supposed to do? And don't you think you are risking your life? Before I speak, before I do anything, I know what I'm going to say.
Yes.
And I know how it is. Recently, you paid fees for my kid in the university. You remember when you paid straight to? I know you don't want us talking, but let me say so.
I contributed. You are a couple of people. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what I'm saying, my son, the one you contributed.
Yes.
There's a time we went to anniversary tower. We went to anniversary tower for the anniversary tower is where help is.
Yes.
And when I went there with my son, I was told we don't want parents or guardians. These are adults and they're educated, we'll deal with. So finding myself idle, Nyati House is next there. So I went there, I was welcomed, I was given a cup of tea. We discussed and whatever. What I can say is that I'm comfortable with them, and I know they. It is a bittersweet. The occasions when I say, "Ah, you menda sana," they also like it because what I'm talking, I have demystified the intelligence. I have demystified. But if they had it, I say they would edit whatever I do. I know. First of all, I know if I'm wrong. Two, I don't. If I'm wrong, what steps they would take?
Yes,
because they would even call a chief. they would call the police station, they would do that.
Mm.
And so that is how it is. And I can talk with a straight face that ndio najua unatusaidia lakini unatugonga. That is the kind of mentality I think the NIS has. Najua unatusaidia lakini unatugonga, something like that.
Mm.
But these are people, you see, these are police officers from, these are detectives from Gigiri.
Mm.
These are detectives from Gigiri. And it is within Gigiri command that the driver is the boyfriend to my cousin.
Mm.
Driver at Runda police station.
Mm.
He's working there. Mm. So it was specifically chosen where the boyfriend works.
Okay.
Two, whenever it reached time for meals, I would be taken out ostensibly for interrogation. But there was a plan for me to be hungry. Then it happened that after staying 19 hours, plus the other hours, because that was the time I was about to eat, I had only been given one cup of tea and two slices. So I was really hungry. And then she bought food. She bought food.
Your cousin?
My cousin.
Mm.
She bought food and she bought two plates.
Mm.
And you see, in legal custody, a lot of food is not an option.
Yes.
Okay. Yesterday was Christmas.
Mm.
The day before yesterday was Christmas. So a lot of if you are in sales, then
yes,
you would eat a lot because that time I have a knowledge that people eat properly.
Yes.
But any other day, but my cousin came with food. It was two plates of garlic and two plates of vegetables. So there were four plates because one was covering the other, whatever. Mm. And they were very good plates. Then I was given that. I washed my hands. When I was about to eat, I discovered it was cabbage. I stopped eating cabbage in 1970, around there. I refused to eat cabbage. I was being forced. I was being compelled. I said, "Piga mi risasi." I cannot.
Yeah, but you see.
Huh?
Yeah, damn. Okay.
And you see, cabbage, I'm not allergic to it. I was schooling in a boarding school. Can you imagine a standard 3 child in a boarding school? It's quite hectic. And there's boarding school is in Kajiado. It's called PBS. The boarding school is called PBS. And they used to buy cabbage as we opened the school. So they feel. So by the time we complete 3 months, we are eating cabbage of 3 months ago. And there were occasions you could tell somebody, "Hey, Leo," because standard 3, you don't go to school in the afternoon. Maybe 8 for 4, 1 for 8. Like during our time, afternoon, you don't go.
Yes.
So during afternoon, when we are just idle, I would tell somebody, "Hey, mboga yangu ilikuwa na nyama." They said, "No, ilikuwa ni cabbage peke yake." And then when we ask around, we find there was no nyama. Kumbe, that cabbage that has stayed for so many months, I dated slail. So it is just that memory that stopped me from. So I just said, no. I cannot stop eating cabbage for over 50 years. My cousin was recording it. And I've just remembered something. What happened? She recorded it and shared with that same son. And the same son was placing it on a Facebook called Vakabras Welfare Association. And he was saying that Kamujinga, he was calling me Kamujinga. Kamujinga kaliekewa sumu. It said, I screenshot the story.
It's still there.
And the complaint I've written to the Nairobi area, where I'm talking of Senior Superintendent Muinde, I've given him the copy of that thing. You see, how is it that I was removed from the other people, placed aside, given a lot of food, which had, and that was 3 p.m. And the boy in Webuye was placing it on a social media that kamjinga kaliekewa sumu kwa chakula na kakakataa kula. Na he was even offering, you know, in that he was even offering to share the video. I've just remembered my sister whom I follow. My sister whom I follow, she's dead. And when my sister whom I follow died, within the family, people said that this same cousin killed her. And,
yeah.
I said she didn't kill her. But then I've just remembered now, here. Kweli hapa iko nini? Hapa iko nini? What happened? My sister, whom I follow, Nyakenywa, Lydia Nyakenywa Wamoyo, was working in Mombasa. And just like me, she stopped taking alcohol. I also stopped taking alcohol. Then one day she went home to her house in Mombasa and started behaving like somebody drunk. And those who were in the house are saying, hey, Nyakenywa ni kama... Amerudia pombe. Kumbe, when a stroke comes, I don't know whether you have ever heard of it. When the stroke comes, you behave like a drunkard. And then she was taken to Mombasa, Coast General, because she was in Mombasa. When she was taken to Coast General Hospital, she was treated, and then she was on her way on recovery. She was on her way to recovery, and then this one, this cousin whom I will not mention her name, she boarded a plane, went to Mombasa. And insisted, people are saying, no, this one is an outpatient. Allow her to recover, something like this. She said, no, I must take her. But you see, they were very, namesakes and whatever. It is only that the Christian name that is different. But they were both named after my shosho. So, and we knew that they were very close. So she was allowed to. When she went to the Kenya Airways to book a plane, they said that somebody who had a stroke recently, it is not advisable to take a plane. So she imagined she dragged my sister who was sick in a vehicle to Nairobi. 1 week after my sister was dead. And it was an hour after eating in her house.
Damn. That's dark. But let's also to stick.
So those people who are wondering at you talk dangerously, maybe the NIS will kill you, maybe I have no problem with the NIS. And even those members of Gigiri DCI were hired. Imagine an Uber was brought and six people, there were six, the driver was one. They came out with submachine guns, which are called, what do you call, Scorpion. Lazima aliwapatia pesa mingi. And you know, police, sorry to say, before we go to today's topic, police were squeezy. They are just stupid. Look at this case of Albert Ojwang, Mukhwana, and the OCS, Talam. Talam has spent, imagine, I stayed here there for 41 hours, but I'm still stressed. Some people even tell me it will take time to. You see, son of a senior police officer, myself, a former police, and I had reached a stage where I would even go to the police station like Christmas Day and say, leteni chakula, unasema, ingia huku. And then the police station I'm being taken, nile tulisaidiana na KJ kujenga. You see, KJ was Ruto's friend. And he built a police station, and the people then Inspector General refused to come and open it because KJ was in the hustler movement. And then I would go there and say, "Hey, police station yangu." Suddenly I find some of these things, and then when they come when you're over 60, it gives you heart. But then when I talk to you the way I'm talking, it is,
therapeutic.
Okay. So, wacha tuongee today's story. So, story imekuwa ni Jirongo. So, Jirongo, I've been trying to analyze the story. And, of course, saizi watu wako kwa festive season. So, tunatry kui do in like the, to analyze this story in the shortest time possible, yes?
Yeah.
According to you.
I'll disagree with you in the shortest time possible because something like this where we know little and a lot is hidden.
Yes.
Or a lot is not exposed to us. It is good to look at all options. And all options, the best way is to, what do you call, expound it. If we summarize it. But if we expound in all options.
Yeah, tunagopa hiyo kuwi expound to like a time. Tulikuwa tumeanza hii show a little bit late. Eh?
Okay, okay.
Maybe we might end up, let's see what we can cover today.
Yeah.
So, Jirongo, according to you, foul play or accident? Let's start with that.
Well, I can't say it straight away. But what I as a person, because we'll come to point to point, you're moving from Karen to Naivasha.
Yes.
There are so many junctions, huh? So we'll go to each junction and then look left and right, then continue until we reach the last one, isn't it? But holistically, I want to believe that Jirongo was an accident, a road accident. And okay, he had already talked a lot, saying that if anything happens to him, Ruto should be blamed. But if you look at a lot of things holistically, even the way he ended up there, it is just that you know that millisecond, if he would have delayed it entering the road and the bus gone, you see, we would not even be having that topic.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just think that it is being at the wrong time, at the wrong place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the wrong place, the wrong time.
Yeah. And I would request that we look at it this way. There are so many people there. But basically, the basic people are three. There is the Jirongo, there is the Probox, and then there is the bus driver.
Yes.
So that we handle this one, tunamaliza, tunaeka kando.
Okay.
We have some subsidiary people. We have subsidiary people like Kina Khaniri, Kina Nani, Kina Speaker. But those are subsidiary. But the main ones are three. If we dissect them properly, I think we can come to the conclusion.
Plus, so who do you want us to dissect first?
Let us first of all dissect the Jirongo himself, the taproot.
Okay. Yeah. Wacha ni interrupt show kuku remind kuwa Lemfi inakupatia a chance to win a flight to East Africa. And all you have to do ni send money home na pia refer a friend. Alafu kisha refer a friend, una stand a chance ya kuwin a $2,000 flight voucher. Na usisahau jo, kifanya history yote, promo code ni Ekonene. Usisahau pia, like on your first $50 transaction, unabaki, umegeta sign up reward ya $20. So, damn, cheki jo iyo. Na in the process, una support Ekonene. So usisahau kutumia promo code Ekonene. Na cheki. So, yo, unataka, yo nini, like a $2,000 flight voucher. Very simple, vile nasema, tumia promo code Ekonene, alafu send $50, sindio, utapata bado your $20 sign up reward, alafu utajipatia chance ya kushinda hiyo. Na usahau, ni festive season, hii compare kuna shindo inaendelea mpaka lini, inaendelea between 8th December to January 8th, 2026. So baki umechangamuka, yeah, haraka haraka jo. Sindio? Yeah? Wacha so turudi kwa show.
So, Jirongo. So, tunaanza na Jirongo.
Tunaanza na Jirongo.
Yes. So, Jirongo unasemaje?
Tuanze na Jirongo zamani.
Okay.
Zamani.
Mm.
Jirongo, first of all, we should not leave alone this story. Jirongo alikuwa kisema anything happening to him, Ruto. That one, we can't leave it. We have to conclude it.
Okay.
Because there is only two people, I'm sure, they did not kill Jirongo. Do you know them?
Me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's more, but it's more of me and I than me and you, because you scoop out kwa pamoja.
Yeah. It is me and God.
on the that you truly shoot truly fanya na live.
No.
Atuko na live yosiku.
It was on a Saturday.
Yes, it was on a Friday night, ilikuwa 12th. And akumkaia na kiniambia he had some business in Naivasha.
So how do I know that?
I'm a subsidiary.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he knows he's not driving the bus. Yeah. So I think we can comfortably say we only know one person who did not kill Tirong.
Me and God.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Me and God.
Yes.
Now, when we start with Jirongo, he used to say all the time that Ruto would do him bad. The other thing, Jirongo had a history of drunk driving.
Yes.
He had a history of drunk driving. There's even a time he had an accident in Gigiri. He was drunk driving.
Yes.
And that is why Hanir was insisting that he goes home. So there are two reasons why Haniri was insisting he goes home. One, either Haniri had a hint that Jirongo's life was in danger, but you know, we'll come to Haniri later. But one of the two reasons is, you know, it was approaching 11, but Haniri was telling him, "Are you still drinking? Go home."
Yes.
So that one,
tomorrow we have a meeting.
No, Nani, speaker is the one who said, "I must go early because tomorrow I have a meeting." But Haniri called him and called, "Where are you?" He said, "I am still where you left me." So he said, "Can you go home?" So there are two options. Either Haniri knew something dangerous, or, but most probably, Haniri knew that he's too drunk and whatever. Then there is a question somebody may ask, himself or something, that when Jirongo goes to this drinking and whatever, why doesn't he call a driver? Why doesn't he call a bodyguard or anything?
Yes.
I'll answer that because I've attended two or three courses. There is a course that is VIP protection. There is a course, VIP protection that we did is not different from protecting Jirongo.
Yes.
Because it is only that when he was a minister, he was guarded by the police, but when he is not a minister, he can hire me. So the reason why whenever he went for these things, there are some things that he would want them to himself. For example, if he had this small Gashungwa, you know, these drivers,
tangerines,
these drivers usually, and bodyguards usually have a close relationship with mama. So mama can come and give him an envelope. Your girlfriend one day anapigiwa simu, "Hey, achana na wanaume hawa, tujitafutie wako." So the purpose the purpose of these people nini, a person like Jirongo not having a driver, like him when he's drunk and he knows he has gone beyond a certain level, he'd just pick a phone and call one of the drivers, chukua uba ukuje unipeleke nyumbani. But he knows that the person he has, or whatever environment, can I use the word environment? He knows that the environment he's in, this person can spy and tell him.
Okay.
So that is why he used to insist on driving even when he's drunk. And it is easy to say that Nani Haniri knew him. Haniri knew that when he's drunk, he drives carelessly.
Yes.
And that is why he told him, "Can you go home straight?" The next thing I can say, some people are saying he left that place at
Karen Oasis.
Yeah, at 11, whatever. Who said so? The only fact we have heard this time is he promised Haniri, "I'm leaving." Now, I don't know. I used to drink. I stopped taking alcohol in 1994. Kamoja tu alafu niende. I don't know whether they are still doing that. Kamoja tu alafu niende. And if you are my friend and age mate, although Hanir is younger than us, but around the same age, if you, I can ask you, ninaenda. Because if I tell you siendi, you can even come. So we say that he left at 11 because he promised to leave
by 11.
Then the next stage you are going to look at, he went to another place.
A park place. But your park place have disputed that.
It is very
that.
Important. No, I'm coming to that.
But they've disputed that.
Who disputed?
Park Place. Park Place. Have said he's not. He didn't go there. Skiza? Yeah. I know it's Haniri who disputed that. Haniri said alikuwa Park Place. They were having their annual goat something. So that time was Haniri's time to buy the goat.
Yeah.
So vile nani akukuja, he was supposed to join them. But akukuja. So vile akua join, Haniri went to Karen Oasis. But akiwa Karen Oasis hakushuka gari, aliongelesha nani bado akiwa kwa gari. Akamwambia niaje, hiyo story aenda home, but alimwambia enda home to kesho wao wenyewe wawili they also had their own meeting.
Yeah.
So he needed nani to go home, sleep, have enough so that they can meet the next day. But yeah, so that's according to Haniri. I don't know if okay, but you,
the owner of that place was approached by DCI and he wrote a statement.
Owner of Park Place, Karen Oasis.
Not Oasis. I think Park Place. Park Place.
Okay.
Because there's a place where it is said he went. I think it's Park Place.
Okay.
After Oasis, there's a place people are saying he went and others are saying no, he never went. Journalist went to that place, the second place, I can't remember which place. And then people say, no, he didn't go to that place, isn't it? But the DCI went and took statements there. And if they have CCTV, they must have taken the CCTV. But the owner of that place was asked if Jirongo came to that place around midnight.
Okay.
And he said, when the owner of the bus was asked, did he come to this place after midnight? He said, all the evidence I have, I've given to the DCI. Which means, if Jirongo would not have gone there, he would have said, no, he didn't come or anything, isn't it? But he said, whatever evidence I have, I've given to the DCI.
Okay.
Which means, there are some things that are not safe to be disclosed right now.
Okay.
So, there is a high possibility that, although the goat, if it is the same place, then it means that maybe the goat was eaten and he went later. Because the owner of that place is not denying, but he's saying anything. All the information you're asking, I've given to the DCI.
Okay.
Now, my own professional opinion is he went there. Because if he did not go there, what would stop the owner of that place saying that he didn't come here and don't connect my place? But the DCI have gone, they have taken statement, and maybe a CCTV and whatever. And we would ask ourselves, why is it that, supposing he went there, isn't it? And it's a public place, it's a bar. He went to a bar, and the bar owner has not refuted. Let us put it that way, isn't it? But the bar owner is saying all information is with the DCI. Then there is a possibility he had a gun there. Because, you know, journalist, he was here. Whom was he with? You mentioned the people. The identity of the girl will be identified, isn't it? And then journalist will go there. So to me, I believe that he went there. But the circumstances he went there, like having a small girl, may have made it. That is why they hide it, not because of anything.
But did he live with this so-called girl in your theory? Does he live with this so-called girl?
In my theory, now let us say he has gone there, isn't it? From there, he now goes home. Be it...
Gigiri?
Be it 11, be it 2 a.m.
12, yes.
Or even 2 a.m. Whatever time he went to, isn't it?
Yes, by he went home, you mean he left that place?
Yeah, he left that place on the way home, isn't it? Whatever time he left... there is this theory that was he being followed? And if he was being followed, did he know that he was following or not? I think, step by step, isn't it?
Yes.
There is a time he left. In mathematics, we say time X. Then, when he left at time X, he left point A, that is Karen, isn't it, to Naivasha. Now, the last time he left Naivasha, irrespective of whether he left Karen at 11 or even he left Karen at 2. We can talk of 2 because you cannot leave Karen at past 2 and reach that time, isn't it?
Yes.
So whatever time he left Karen to the time he found himself in
Karai,
we have to look at it this way. Did he suspect he was being followed or not? Isn't it? It is possible on one side, let us look at the extremes. Eh? It is possible that when he got out of the Karen bar, he discovered he was being followed, isn't it? And there is, that is the earliest he can discover.
Yes.
But the latest he can discover at Karai, isn't it? Or in between. He could even have discovered that at Uthiru. He could have discovered that at Limuru or anything, isn't it?
Yes.
So if he discovered that he was being followed, isn't it? Where did he discover he was followed? Of course, we cannot know because he's not there, isn't it? But supposing he was not aware. Okay, supposing he was followed because I was trained in surveillance and counter-surveillance, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, suppose he did not discover that he was being surveilled, isn't it? Then how did he end in Naivasha?
Okay.
There are only two options. He didn't know that he was being followed, isn't it? Okay. He may be followed or he may not be followed, but he doesn't know.
Okay.
He doesn't know that he's being followed or whatever, isn't it? And then he goes up to Naivasha. It is quite possible that he died without knowing being followed, but he was followed, isn't it?
Okay.
Because one thing we were taught in surveillance is that your biggest failure is for the subject to be aware you're following.
Oh, okay.
The fellow should not even have any idea.
Now,
it is even possible he was followed, but he had no idea.
So
he turned without knowing he's being followed, isn't it? But he was followed, isn't it?
Yes.
So that is an accident.
Okay.
Okay, two, he knew he was being followed.
Yes.
And then he had an accident, isn't it?
Now,
if he knew that he was followed, where did he know that he was followed? Now, if he knew he was followed in Limuru, then why did he take that road? Because for you to leave Karen and reach Limuru and then discover at Limuru that you're being followed, then there is something with you. Because you would have even gone. That does not mean that those people will not follow you. But it gives an impression of you get drunk and and head in anywhere. So for if he discovered in Limuru, or if he discovered in Karai, or if he did not discover at all, isn't it? Then it means that he went to Naivasha for two purposes. Purpose number one, he was taking there a girl. Or there are those type of people who drive but they don't know where they're going. He may have driven himself. Whether
just
he was,
enjoy driving.
Whether he was being followed or not, there is a big possibility that he discovered that he was in diversion and made a turn, isn't it? Whether he was being followed or not. There is a rumor that, I've not seen that picture, there's a rumor that he dropped a girl in Naivasha or anything. But I can say that whether he was being followed or not, he ended up in Naivasha because of those people who drink and drive, they say, gari najua njia.
Yeah.
And maybe he discovered that. Or he took a girl there. But
if he took a girl there, where is she?
With the investigation, it will be found.
See, no, by that I mean the car. When the car was involved in the accident, only in quotes one body was recovered. Yes?
Yeah. What I'm saying is, after dropping the girl,
Okay, okay.
Now, well, let us go to the part of him discovering that he's followed. Eh?
Yes.
If he discovers that he's followed, you know, you can discover, you can think that you're followed, but you're not followed. Or you can know that you're being followed, isn't it? Now, he's not there. We have no privilege of asking him, isn't it?
To assume.
But where did he discover? Let us take two places.
Yes.
Randomly. Did he discover at Lenana High School? Or did he discover it at Limuru, isn't it? Now, if he discovered it at Lenana, do you need to go all the way to Naivasha to shake off your lady?
Yeah, okay.
How many, from Lenana to Uthiru, There are about 15. There are about 15 petrol stations. There are about 15 petrol stations. Even the best one, you see the turn at Kenya Science, the turn from Gong Road to Naivasha. Yeah. That was a very good petrol station to shake off somebody.
Mm.
So if he discovered that he was being pursued at Lenana, Lenana is representing nearer Karen, isn't it? And Limuru is representing nearer Naivasha, isn't it? So if he discovered that he was being pursued, assuming that he discovered that, there are so many petrol stations he passed. Why particular that one?
Plus, you can't drive them off to remote areas.
Yes, because that's more dangerous.
Yes, more dangerous. Yes.
Surveillance, avoid remote areas.
Mm.
Yeah. You know,
because I think the first time in Liskeva, when people are saying he was being followed, especially when the pro boxers came, the first thing they saw me, if I was being followed, naenda tu pale Kimathi Street. Siapo pamejaa na paka pa mbele ya Nation. Na ruka viunzi kama Caswell kingi huko na.
Yeah.
Una kwa Nation na
should be safe. Unapatiana breaking news.
In a media setting like that,
yes. Safe,
sindio? Yeah.
So there are two scenarios here. Of course there are some in between. He discovered he was being pursued near Naivasha, isn't it? Or he discovered he was being pursued near Karen, isn't it? Near the beginning. There are so many places he would or chase, isn't it?
Yes.
So that holistically does it. I don't think he was he himself. I don't think he was being he believed he was being pursued.
Okay.
Then we come to the pro box.
Yes.
The pro box, their story, his story is a bit short. They say, set a thief to catch a thief. And in CID training school, South Sea, we were taught when there is a robbery in a house or a house breaking, or even when I entered here, you see, you assume, I assume myself to be a thief. So I look around and I imagine, I can tell you, hey, I'm feeling thirsty because I've noticed something small which I can.
Yes.
So there is that impulsive stealing. If it is something big, somebody steals, you have to plan for it.
Yes.
You have to plan to leave this place at night because someone will see you. If it is like a camera, the studio Ikonini.
Yes.
Isn't it? Or, but if it is something small like a phone, I can steal anytime. So when you steal something, you organize it with a timing.
Yes.
So, what we are taught is that when you enter scene of crime, you assume you the detective, you assume you are the thief.
Okay.
You the detective, you assume you are the thief. The same way I was taught surveillance and counter surveillance. Now I was trying to imagine, suppose it was me who was surveilling Jirongo with a pro box. Isn't it? Suppose it was me. One thing, in surveillance,
yes,
the recommended number of the recommended number of vehicles,
yes,
is 3 or 5.
Okay. Yeah. Si moja.
Moja.
Oh, because you have to keep, stopping and making sure that this person does not know he's being followed.
No. Let me give this example. Let us assume that I was the inspector in charge of pursuing him, the Jirongo. I'd be, okay, nowadays we have phones, but those days we used to use radio call. So car number one chases Jirongo, and Jirongo turns at Kenya Science, uses Naivasha Road, isn't it? That vehicle goes straight. Vehicle number two is at that petrol station I said, at the junction of Kenya Science, Long Road and whatever, isn't it? So I tell him,
Pursue.
So if you saw me with a yellow car and you see him now with a blue car, you'd say, maybe. And then he will go up to Uthiru.
Someone else picks up.
At Uthiru, there are two vehicles. One is facing this side, another one is facing this side.
Oh, just in case you pick a U-turn.
No, akifika hapo. Okay, he can make a U-turn.
Kwa jia panda.
akifika hapo if he's going towards west, the vehicle that is waiting there will go with him. And if he's going to the east, to the CBD, another view, the other view. So the Roger, subject is approaching a junction. Can you ABCD? Then the two of the vehicles will say, we have, it is very important for them to have a visual contact of me and Jirongo. Let us call it Jirongo. So both the vehicles say, we have seen both of you, and then it reaches at the T junction. He takes the turn to the right. This is the left, towards Naivasha. When he turns towards Naivasha, the one who is facing there will say, he has fallen into my line. So I'll tell this one, fall out. We will pursue him. And then who you, Mimi, the one I've told, I say, okay, from there, fata ye. Then that one will say, I have physical contact with you, and I have physical contact with the subject.
Yes.
Now, he is the one to release me. And if he doesn't say, I've released you, tutaenda na yeye mpaka Karai.
Oh.
So he says, I have physical contact with you, and I have physical contact with the subject. Can you fall out? Then I fall out. From Udhiru, ikifika Limuru, inasemekana, ai, huyu mtu ata notice hii gari na imenifuata sana. Somebody else is in Limuru. No, Limuru, yeah. So the person in Limuru, tunaku approach. We are approaching you.
Lakini sasa si question itakuwa, if they were with him at Karen, they don't know that his plan is kwenda Naivasha. So could they have planned that far ahead?
No, they don't plan. Because you just said very well that you'd rush to Nation House, isn't it? When you're chasing somebody, first of all, you don't know where he's going. We all assume he's going to his house, but we don't know. Two, if he becomes aware that you are surveilling him, then he does what? When he's sure that, when you are sure, when he knows that you are surveilling, then it means you. He'll change ways. So you are ready. Like this vehicle, this vehicle that is at Kenya Science, say, okay, I'm a Chikajia. You see, this vehicle will now go back to Karen. Is it Karen? Before Karen, there is Southern Bypass.
Yes.
Wendo tokeze uko. So you go there. So that when it reaches, so you see the multi vehicles. When you leave there, you leave on full tank. You can end up in Busia. Okay, there is another thing. You know when somebody is knows he's being pursued and he has a strong vehicle, he could end up in Busia. So mukio mekeo mafuta half tank. Utaanza kuambia afande unajua tungemfuata.
Eh, Roger ngata.
Okay, you get the picture.
Yeah. At so what you, point? When you're on pursuit now.
Now and I placed myself in the probox fellow. I said, suppose I was the one who was pursuing him in the probox.
Yes.
If you look at that probox very well, you'll find that when he entered the petrol station, he never showed an indicator. So if I was in the probox, I would say he's entering ego. One of the reasons why I'm insisting. When I'm insisting, and I don't blame anybody else because not everybody has attended that course, isn't it? So I am different, isn't it? But if I were the one in the probox pursuing him, I would tell the other vehicle he has just entered the petrol station without indicator. So the other one would say, In fact, for somebody trained, you see, there's another thing that is coming to my mind right now. I'm assuming that the pursuers were trained like me. So, najua kuna wengine wanaweza kuwa sio trained, isn't it? But then, when he enters that way, in fact, I would have even recommended the probox to go straight without.
Yes, without stopping. Aenda mgoje huko mbele.
Because, as ameambia wale wengine, ameingia hiyo petrol station. But then he entered the petrol station. He did indicate his entering. So it was sudden. And then somebody comes after 2 seconds. After entering 2 seconds, Jirongo uses the inner smaller circle, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the Pro Box uses the outer circle. You see? Outer circle. And it took 34 seconds. You see 34 seconds?
Everything to happen.
Yeah. So in 34 seconds, you don't have a lot of, unless you are a computer. Then they went. Another thing is, when they found themselves that way, they would have even been at the petrol station and called somebody that may be the suspect, as they say, they're blowing over a cover, isn't it? He has blown my cover. But Mimi Nita retreat from. But these people, where the vehicle stopped, they alighted at that time. What I can say, because the Kenyan law is very funny, you know, these people will be called to the police station a lot because when they are identified. But at the end of the day, you'll just come to see that he was at the wrong time, wrong place.
Na nini? Na basi? Basi na
ingeje kwa. Before I come to the bus, I'll send you a screenshot of the exact time they were coming out of the vehicle, of the Probox. And you can see at the end of the screen, that particular millisecond. And the good thing with CCTV, they show you that milliseconds, isn't it? The bus is coming
at a very high speed.
Very high speed, and lights are on. So that is what I'm saying. It had nothing to do with that.
What if what if the bus is the one being used for surveillance? Because no one would ever think.
No.
Hakuna wezi unajukina basi kwenye mako unaenda Western. Na basi pia ni Western. The last thing you'll think about ni hiyo basi inatumika kusurveil.
First of all, I don't think the bus has released any statement, which is unfortunate. They should even have released a statement of condolence. Isn't it?
Okay.
The bus company. And funny enough, that is my bus.
Climax.
If you go to Climax, the office in Kakamega, the office in Eldoret, they know me.
Oh.
And what Climax does, when you book a ticket, they send you an SMS. Yeah, there's no way you can buy a ticket from Climax without them sending you an SMS. That is, now we are on the Climax bus and we want to talk about the passengers and whatever.
Yes.
One thing I believe in life is that and we were taught that in the NIS.
Yes.
If you can cheat once, then you can cheat 1,000 times. Some of us, we try to be in the narrow way. Because one day when you'll cheat, you'll make people doubt everything, isn't it?
Yes.
Now you can see the way the driver talked. He was very eloquent. Everybody believed him. But then the truth has come out to me. Now he's saying that he had 60 whatever
passengers. 65 passengers, yes.
Yeah, but if you see the way the accident happened, that bus, I can tell you, it did not even have a conductor and a tad boy. Because with a bus in the police station, the company would have produced the conductor and the turnboy to write statements, isn't it?
Yes.
That bus has only one person. We don't see, leave alone passengers, isn't it? A passenger, you may say, if I write a statement, I'll be or whatever, isn't it? What about the conductor? My theory is, because this is my theory.
Yes.
Is that it is holiday time. People are asking, why is the bus leaving Nairobi
late Evo
at 2 a.m. Going very fast with the lights on and whatever. We live in Kenya. We live in Kenya. We can add 2 and 2. What I believe, and it is also good to, it is also good to talk things right now, because in a few weeks' time, the people will now come. People will go to court, isn't it?
Yes.
And when people go to court, you'll find what I've said this mostly true, isn't it? Or mostly wrong.
Yes.
If it is wrong, I'll say that was my estimate.
Yes.
Because I'm a human being. What I believe happened it is quite possible that people went to Nakuru.
Mm.
People went to Nakuru. This is festive season.
Mm.
People are going in one direction.
Mm.
For example, there are people going to Machakos,
mm.
Ukambani, Makueni.
Mm.
There are 50 people going yes. to Makueni.
Yes.
And they are leaving at 5.
Yes.
So the Makueni people in Nakuru have booked a bus.
Yes.
Bus. So this fellow was woken up,
mm.
told, can you take the bus quickly to,
oh.
to Nakuru?
Mm.
He did not have a conductor. He did not have a conductor and a third boy, he'll get it Nakuru office.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah? Because any other time, you can go, you can travel with a bus with even a quarter passengers.
Mm.
But this time, it is only that Michuki rules have stopped people from standing.
Mm.
But your bus cannot travel with that. And it was very fast. The lights yes. were there on, warning the oncoming, get off the road.
Mm.
Get off the road.
Mm.
So he was rushing. There was that was 3 p.m.
3 a.m. Yes.
So he wanted to reach Nakuru at 4 a.m.
Mm.
So at 4:30, the people who are going to Maral or anything,
mm.
they would fill in the bus and go.
Yes.
That is the only thing I can think.
Okay, kitu funny na hii story ni, anyone who's watched my like analysis of this whole story, that was my same conclusion.
Yeah.
My conclusion was the bus was empty.
Mm.
And the conclusion was, apart from the bus being empty, ilikuwa inenda, mi sana nikuwa nasema, maybe inenda ku rescue ingine. Maybe kuna ile kumeharibika.
Or, yeah.
Because my theory was, there is no way a bus can hit another bus at that rate. Now, Kenya Sumia, there's always someone standing on the bus. There's yeah. always
mm.
someone either amemka ku stretch, mm. ama mwingine amemka
even at that speed, whatever. Si lazima tu kwa you standing.
Yeah. Mm. So kuna hiyo, yeah. like, first of all, kuna kwa mtu anastand. Na mtu anastand, possibly yoni kifo. Sindio? At that speed. Mm. Then, apart from that, we don't wear safety belts.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we sleep on the bus.
Mm.
So if you're sleeping on the bus, Evie, and at that speed, if it ends up hitting Jirongo's car, we mwenyewe sura yako itakula hii kiti ingine.
Yeah, yeah.
So kuna fakwa na hatu na either serious ama minor injuries.
Yes.
The fact that there were no any injuries means it was an empty bus. So I think yeah. hapo tunakubaliana.
Yeah, tunakubaliana.
Mm.
Your theory and mine, they are agreeing.
Yes.
Yangu ni kwamba people going to one place mm. had booked. Na yes. wewe, kuna basi ya Climax ilienda ikaribika mbele.
Mm.
Sasa waka, both make sense.
Yes.
Both make sense. And since we were not there,
mm.
But the two theories
mm.
make sense, yeah.
Okay.
I
okay.
agree with that.
Yes. Alafu pia mimi on the other side, me now this hour I was looking at it.
Mm.
The Pro Box, I was explaining the Pro Box as, yes, he noticed the Pro Box was surveilling him, vile watu walikuwa nasema. And then in the process, kiona vile yu wingi alafu wana turn, nikama sasa in the process akasema, nyo jinga, I'm going to lose you.
Mm.
Alafu sasa akaingia vibaya. Because akaingia kama ameaccelerate.
Mm.
Alafu before he had time to come to his lane, akapata na ile ingine. So still an accident. Still not a murder.
Still not surveillance.
Yeah. Because it means that, yes, hata kama watu walikuwa na kufuata, we mwenye ndio ulikosi your own death by driving recklessly.
Yeah.
So I'd also looked at
Apple,
it.
I totally agree.
Mm.
And the driver, you see, it is good we are talking. Because I want to convince any Kenyan who can listen to me that Office of the Director of Public Prosecution will charge the driver with two things.
Reckless driving.
Reckless driving and causing death. Causing death through reckless driving.
Yes.
Simply because, hata akisema it was on my side, Kenya, we have a speed limit.
Yes.
It 80.
Mm.
If that driver was driving at 80 or below, Jirongo would be alive today.
Mm.
Jirongo would be alive today. So, yes, Jirongo would be alive today and Jirongo would be in court because he was driving on the wrong side.
Okay.
And driving while drunk. Mm. If this driver was driving at a normal speed, Jirongo is the one who would be in court. Mm. Being drunk, driving while drunk and driving on the on the wrong side.
Yes.
He was driving on the wrong side.
Mm.
That is what would have happened. But I mean, if the driver was driving at 70,
yes,
or 60, or within the limit, it is Jirongo who would have been charged with drunk driving and driving on the wrong side.
Yes.
But this driver, he's going to be charged because of overspeeding and causing death. Yeah.
Okay.
But you see, that is what I'm emphasizing and repeating that thing. Because the problem we have in Kenya, utaona sasa watu wataenda kwa mtatao. Kuwa mtu mdogo. Being a small man. Sasa wameficha, sasa wameenda wameangukia driver kwa vile hana relative. But the truth is the truth. Is that... The truth is that
the driver was overspeeding.
Overspeeding.
And nani pia nani alikuwa on the wrong lane.
Yeah. One of the reasons why they say don't overspeed is because mtu akitokezea kama Jirongo ni gari tu itaumia.
Okay. So I think hapo tunaweza nini because why do you think na hii ni swali pia niliuliza someone else but yeah. Now tukimalizia naweza takuuliza kwa nini unafikiria wa Kenya siku hizi hawakubali that mtu anaweza kufa tu because apart from history ya Jirongo there's also a businessman who died this week. I don't know kulisikia yule alianguka kutoka 14th floor.
Yeah.
I think ni anaitwa Gadhua. And everyone saying Ruto amemuua. Alafu at some point you start sounding
naonea Ruto huruma.
Kusa hizi unajua kitu yote ikifanyika hata ukiotu pale kwa kitanda tu uko na kaswende. Okay, truly, you guys, when then you gonna criticize Ruto? Like, we can't do that. At some point, we have to be. So,
Unaona, somebody of my age, anakula blue pills, eh? Ruto ameua.
Na ndio alikuwa anataka kuua.
Yeah. I'll come and go, eh? Yeah. Yes. So, kwa nini unafikiria, like, how unreasonable are we right now that no one can die of natural causes? Because death happens. Even, funnily enough, even Raila walisema Ruto ameua. No,
yeah. Hata wamesema, hata kuna huyu mama. Huyu mama amekuja with a lot of stories. You know, she's Raila's stepmother.
Yeah, nimechekio.
Na huyo mama ni mzee na anaongea kizungu hata kushinda mimi. What is happening? According to me, Raila's death, it's just like his father.
Yes.
You know, when the father died, first of all, there was tension in a certain area of Kenya. But when the family came and said, Raila, no, Jaramogi has died a natural death.
Yes.
Then, the people in that region celebrated his life. But they were saying Moi has killed Jaramogi. The important thing about Raila is that whether he died in Nairobi, whether he died whatever, we ask ourselves, was he killed? Hata kama alikufa huko Pluto and he was not killed. That is important, isn't it? You know this fellow called who? Nuru Okanga.
Yes.
Nuru Okanga went to a kiosk na akaitisha Raila. Was it 800 shillings? Alimpigia simu. Akamwambia, it is there on the internet. Akampigia simu, akamwambia, Baba, ni mimi. And Raila was talking. And you know, these people who boast. Anaeka speakerphone. Baba, niko hapa. Sema. Raila says it that phone. Niko India, mimi mgonjwa. And then Nuru says, ukirudi, unitumie 800 hapa. Akasema, hiyo tutaangalia nikirudi. But the important thing is, was Raila killed or not killed? Everybody agrees that Raila died, was not killed. That is what is important. But then there are some things that people are talking about, what do you call, coffins and so on. When people are talking about coffins, please let us understand this. In... like when somebody has lost his dear one, there's a lawyer saying that in a funeral, there's no formula.
Yes.
When somebody close to me dies, na unakuja na nikuongeleshe mbaya, you are supposed to tell him, na sikotenga aliko kwa matanga. So that is something like that, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, we did not know. We did not know. You know, we have had, how many presidents have we buried? 3?
Yes.
Yes, ilikuwa ni Kenyatta,
Kibaki and Moi.
And Kibaki, three presidents. But if you compare, okay, Jomo akikufa yupo, I was informed three. If you compare the emotions of the mourners, if you combine the three, it's not even a third of the emotions of Raila. And also, this is what I was saying, even as we were looking at the issue of
Jirongo.
We were not there, but then we tried to fit in their shoes.
Yes.
Now, when we are talking about Raila, when he died, I want to castigate two people. Stephen Leto is very close to Raila, and also Sifuna. But it is unfair. There are even some things you hide. There are even some things you hide, because there are some things, if you talk now, the country can burn down.
Yes.
Now they are. You see, Leto na Sifuna are saying, "Are you sure Raila died in India?" Yeah, both of them.
Ah.
And you see, these are people, they are not like me and you. These are people who went to India.
If he said that, I can remember kwa footage ya, you know, the news, mainstream media, they were giving live feed from the plane and he was at the back where the journalists were.
Oh, later alikuwa?
Yeah.
Kwa Sifuna was then. Sifuna looked sad kabisa. So, sikuwa najua Sifuna alisema
hivyo. Now, when we start looking at it, there is also this thing about unprecedented things, isn't it? People sat, there were committees. The main committee was co-chaired by Kindiki and Oburu, isn't it? Look at it, they were estimating that, let's say, 5,000 people will come, isn't it? Then they came 20,000. India, they don't bury people, they cremate. So a box was made quickly, just like a box. That is why people are saying, but that box that came from India, you know, it is quite possible that there were even three or four boxes, coffins. Now, the first coffin is the one that left India. And when Nani went there, this group went there, India, they dispose of the body very fast.
Yes.
So when they are disposing of Raila, Nani went there. Musalia. Musalia is two things. Musalia is the Minister for Foreign Affairs. Musalia is the Prime Minister. So you see, when he talks, India respects him as a Prime Minister. India respects him as a Minister for Foreign Affairs. So he said, no, according to Kenyan tradition, we cannot just carry box without looking inside. Then India, you see, there is give and take. India said, okay, we are giving you five people to watch, isn't it? Sasa leto alitaka kwe hapo. Sifuna. And you see that plane, wakisema five people, there is Mudavadi.
Yes.
There is the Kenyan ambassador in India. There is the daughter. So now already hata tumefika hiyo five. So somebody like me, ikiwa ni priorities, mi nitakuwa namba ngapi?
572.
Now they said, you get my point.
Or 580.
Because I didn't see, then it didn't happen. That is the mentality. Okay, wakaeka kwa sanduku kwa ndege, sio? He came. When they came, it reached a time when the plane, they were removing the box. People were, unaona sasa mpaka watu wa pikipiki wakakuja kwa nini?
Runway.
Kwa runway, apron. Sasa people wakaenda hivi, Raila, okay. Allow me to say something. Unajua Ruto ni sungura mjanja. So I'm telling you, Ruto is going to name Talanta Stadium as Raila Stadium. Not because it is supposed to be Raila Stadium. Ruto, salesman, he can sell ice to the Eskimo. And he can sell sand to somebody in Saudi Arabia. Or what do you call? Sahara.
Yes.
Ruto decision ya kupatia Raila state funeral. I'm telling you, ukitembea a certain province. Wewe bwana. Yeye ndiye ile mtu apana tena he was addressing him as people's president.
Yes.
Yeye ndiye mtu alipatia Raila state funeral.
Yes.
Tena akampatia CGH. So then at Atlanta, you get it.
Mm.
So what Ruto does is to gain votes.
Yes.
That is the truth. Eh?
Mm.
So Raila is not entitled akishuka kwa ndege apite kwa red carpet kuna askari huko na huko anapiga present arm.
Yes.
But Raila as a not Raila, Ruto as a commander in chief, as I said in maneno ya state funeral CGH and akaona sasa Raila akitembea hivi na maskari wamekaa hapa. Ah, hizo ni, hey, I'm telling you, hii watu wengine wanajisumbua tu wanasema ati I'm telling you Luo Nyanza will vote for Ruto because of what he did to Raila. So Ruto said apite hapo amepigiwa salute kama president, you get it. Then vitu ili haribika mpaka hata Raila could not pass through the military. Unapata? Then it comes to the point I now want to tell you. Don't you think if I was the commander, we in police we call it operation orders.
Yes.
Operation orders. You make notes. The body of Raila lands at JKI at this time. This is how it will go until in the evening. Yende wapi? Leave you, isn't it? Then you find that you cannot follow that. Don't you think that is the best time to look for a probox there? Raila napewa na hiyo probox inaanza tu kufuata hizo magari zingine, sanduku inachukuliwa inaekwa hapo. That is the picture I got when I saw the askaris wanakaa kwa sanduku yake. Yeah, I just felt askari hizi kaa kwa sanduku, you know, it was supposed to be akifika airport. That is my thinking. I wasn't there. Some of my fans wananiambiaga, hey bwana, Ruto should use you. Now, these are the things, like this case of surveillance or anything.
Yes.
I ask myself, suppose I was part of the whole thing, isn't it?
Mm. Yes.
Now, let us look at this. I am the commander. It's called Sewe. Seda. Seda is the police. He was the commander now. Seda's work, coincidentally, Seda again, Raila's body. Unajua sasa tena. Coincidentally, because when Seda was placed in Nairobi, I think it was even given to Director of Operations Kenya wide. So supposing I'm Seda or the Director of Operations, I have written and I've briefed everybody. Mwili ya Raila ikikuja ina land sa fulani, it goes this way, it goes ABCD. Then suddenly things are happening like that. Don't you think nitapigia airport police niulize, OCS, kuna askari yote hapa wako na probox akuja, we place their Raila. We place their Raila. Alafu hii sanduku sasa tunaeka. Because anything could happen to Raila's body. You remember Albert Ojwang? When he was taken to Kisumu, they snatched the family na wakampeleka mpaka nini? Kwa ile police station wakasema, shikeni yeye tena or something. So mourners can come, wachukue hiyo. Somebody was asking me, na suppose wangebomoa hiyo state nini wakute Raila yuko. Sio? If those people to wangebomoa, whether Raila was in that or not, it doesn't. Because hata wakibomoa na wakute Raila melala hapo, it brings a lot of things. So it is quite possible that they were even decoy. And this decoy, in case it was that way, then it is for the good of the country.
Yes.
It is for the good of the country. Now, they were supposed to leave JKI and go to Lee Fyundro for making of the body. You know, huko alifukuzwa watu.
Yes.
And then being dressed and whatever. But then by the time wanafika, sijui out a ring road, they are already late for. So they wanachukua njia hivi. Now, this is a wao mochari attendants wa Lee, ambiwa tukutane wapi? Tukutane
Kasarani.
Kasarani. Kufika Kasarani, they expected, let's say, 5,000 people. People came, 25,000 people. That is one problem, isn't it? When they came more, these VIPs were supposed to view the body in Lee Funeral Home. First of all, Kasarani, they are late. They are supposed to be, okay, my own estimation, they are supposed to be there at 3. Isn't it? It is 5. Isn't it? They're already 2 hours late.
Mm.
And then he's supposed to be washed. He's supposed to do what? These people, they reported the people kina Ruto, kina Nan, kina Inspector General, kina Kanyariri and something. They were supposed to view the body in leave, you know. Mm. Now, first of all, they're waiting for him to be cleaned and then be transferred from the Kamabati to the state coffin.
Mm.
Isn't it? He's supposed to be transferred from Kamabati, you know, to Kambao, to the state. Eh? Now that thing is delaying again that 5. Eh? And what I think happened, because I was talking of VIP protection, which I'm trained. Now these people are, well, you know, in Kenya, baba munamfanya nini? kuna kitu munafanya huko. So people started pushing.
Mm.
And you know the mentality of a VIP protection? Nani is not supposed to be harmed. The president is there. All the ministers are there. Suppose that crowd would have been that way. That is a security breach. And that is where the mayhem came and people died. That is my theory. In case it is proven wrong, I'm giving an expert opinion.
Okay. Damn. Not somebody's an expert opinion. Yeah. At Kiambia, I say happy holidays, Sindio.
Yeah.
And history, Jirongo, of course, we are going to keep kuifuatilia. If there's any different news to kutafuta.
Yeah.
But yes, man, happy holidays and prosperous 2026, yes?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yani from next week to kusema elections ni next year. Damn. Na ni majuzi tu Ruto alikuwa anaingia. Damn, okay.
Next year's election, yes.
Yeah, so imekuwa ni episode 580. Kama kawaida tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia tukisema, eko nene.
Eko nene.
Na itakuwa nini?